But first, last night here on the station, in case you missed it, we had special programming. It was Norm and Mary's travel show. They've done this 3 or 4 times now, and it's always an entertaining listen. But in case you missed it, we thought we would give you a sample of what it sounded like last night.
Hey! Hey! Oh, welcome back to the Norm and Mary Travel Show, or as we like to call it, Canes, Trains, and Automobiles!
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, you do, sweetheart. Oh, it's because of that old movie and my disability accoutrement, you know, the bad leg. And
I still don't get it.
Well, anyway, okay, let's get into our travel tips. Now, Mary and I just love to travel together.
Together is too strong of a word.
Rough. We love to travel together. And we've had so much experience that we thought we'd want to pass it on to you, the travel-loving P1s.
I don't understand why you laugh at these weird times. It seems totally unprovoked. By something funny.
Hey, I love you, Mare. Oh, you're my little tutti frutti. Just my sweet little lambikins. My Mare Bear.
I hate all these nicknames.
Travel tip number one. Okay. I figured, Mare, what I'd do is that I would go first and give a travel tip, and then after I give that travel tip, then you could then take a turn and give your travel tip in a successive manner to mine. So in a way, it could be seen as
we get it, Norm.
As though we were
everyone gets it. You're over-explaining.
About travel in a way that going one at a time, kind of checkerboard pattern. Okay, ready, Snooky Lumps? You want me to go ahead and start, my little pussycat?
Please just talk so we can get to the end of the show.
All right, great. Okay, my first travel tip. Okay. If you're wanting to go somewhere far away, try checking into a flight. Now, by flight, I mean traveling by airplane, okay? It's much quicker than walking, especially if you have a cane. So that's my tip. Check on airfare. It'd be good.
That's your tip?
Yeah, try to take a plane.
That seems pretty obvious. Okay, my first travel tip. If you're traveling with someone like a spouse or an older husband, make sure you've got all your papers in order before you leave. Things like fully executed and notarized wills may not seem important, but you'll feel much better tolerating the trip, knowing that you're covered back home just in case something happens.
Oh, that's a great tip. Just fantastic tip, Mayor. That's why I love you. So smart. Rough. My next tip, and I'm not sure if the inexperienced traveler will actually think of this, but when you check on airfare, try to get the lowest fare on the route that you choose.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many different airlines will have different prices for those flights. So check around for the lowest fare.
Yeah, yes, obviously. Check the internet for low fares. That's groundbreaking, exclusive advice.
What's internet?
Okay. My second tip. If you find yourself traveling with a loved one who's older and slightly infirmed, don't assume that they want to take it easy. Book challenging vacations. The way I see it, every older person, no matter what their physical condition, wants to experience the thrill of walking along the edge of a volcano, or feeding grizzly bears in the Alaskan wild, or base jumping with minimal safety equipment. Older people like adventure too, and you should surprise them with some heart racing activities.
Yeah, great tip. Hey, it's a great tip. I love that tip. Love your tips. Do you like it when I give you a tip?
You want me to do that? You can't physically do that anymore, the doctor said.
Great. Okay, tip number three. If you get thirsty on the plane, press this little, like a little call button or something that they have there, and then ask the stewardess for a cup of water or some other sort of beverage that they have. And maybe they'll have a menu, and you can look at the choices. And then it's up to you to choose the one that's best for you from that menu.
Oh, God.
Choose the beverage that you like and that you want.
This is info they can't get anywhere else other than Canes, Planes, and Colostomy Bags.
That's not exactly the name of it, but right. All right, now, do you have one more cuddlebot? You have one more?
Okay, here's another one that may not be obvious. Always carry a little vial of rat poisoning with you to your location. You never know when you'll experience a pest that you need to kill, so you can restore sanity and balance to your life.
Fantastic. Great. So you're saying that if you had to pick one exclamatory word to use if your hotel room was being infested with rodents.
Rats.
That word that you would choose would be an old-timey word that would indicate that you had fallen into...
Yes, rats. It's the punchline you're trying to get to.
It would be rats.
Yes, we get it. Okay, I think that's all.
Yay. Oh, man, thanks for doing the show with me, babe.
No problem, Hitchkiss.
Yeah, you're my little golden honey bunch, too. Isn't that what you call me, your golden honey bunch?
No, I think it's parachute.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Golden parachute. All right. Coming up next, I'll tell you how if you need a car in the place that you are going, you can do something called renting a
oh my God.
Car.
Kill me.
Stay with us. Coming up next, say it with me, Mayor, on planes, trains, and automobiles.
Man, I'm sorry I missed that last night.
What a great show.
Yeah, a lot of...
They're both so into it.
All right, it's 8:47 on the ticket.